Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Dr. Atolabe.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. And how are you doing?
Oh, I praise the Lord. It is well.
Lovely, lovely. We missed you the past week. I hope all is good.
All is well. I just needed to do what I tell others to do. Do your medical checkup.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great. Now we are going to be continuing. We started talking about dementia. I think it was couple of weeks ago. And we want to talk about that. But just to also remind the listeners, we learned that it's a general term that represents a group of diseases and illnesses that affects one's thinking, memory, reasoning, personality, mood, and behavior. The decline in mental function interferes with your daily life and activities. And so we're going to be continuing with the lessons on the causes, treatment, and et cetera of dementia. Now, Doc, please do recap on what we actually covered the last time we spoke, just briefly before we can actually go ahead.
Yes, in fact, you already did a very good definition. I will just add that it also affects personality. Whatever affects daily life living in the long run will affect the personality. Mm-hmm. And that is where the problem lies when personalities start changing, mm-hmm. and children or relatives start seeing the older person just not be what that person used to be. Mm-hmm. Getting lost in familiar places, especially with Alzheimer's, is mm-hmm. the most common form of dementia. Mm. There are others, but Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia.
Yeah.
And so you see, I've heard of the case of a husband and wife, they were traveling, mm. and the husband said, yeah, let me use the restroom, and he disappeared.
Mm.
They did not find him until a week after, when he was found roaming on the road. He got lost.
Mm.
From coming out of the toilet in the airport, he got lost. So that is what can happen in such a case. It can be as serious as that.
Mm.
And I had worked in assisted living facilities where we had several residents with the problem, and some would not even know their shirt. Like, okay, the family brought new shirts and they will be totally lost and say, no, this does not belong to me. Take it away from my room. Mm. No. And the daughter just brought the shirts yesterday.
Mm.
So these are examples that can happen. And maybe we have seen such instances among kids. So we see that this is what may happen if it is not halted in its progress.
Yeah.
Medical science says there is no cure.
There's no cure.
That's what medical science said.
Okay.
And they said there's no cure. All you can do is use some medications and then, personally, I would say transfer the problems into more places, which is what our drugs usually do for us. But natural health care, and that's why I love to be there, they give hope.
All right. So according to natural healthcare, apologize for interjecting there. Healthcare, are you now getting into how we can treat it or slow it down or minimize its effects?
All of the above, depending on the stage that we are.
Okay.
I have examples, and I usually will go to places like a wellness center that I have served or worked or trained before to find out what they are saying. If I have not come across such in my own practice, I will go there and look at the literature they have there to see what are they saying, what is the hope, because I always like to look for the hope in every health situation. And the primary reason that I look for hope is that is what the Bible says, like in Psalm 103 verse 3, it says, I will forgive all your sins and heal all your diseases. So with this promise, one, and several other promises in the Bible, if God says I can heal all, then there shouldn't be any exemption. So I like to see what are those who believe in that way, what are they saying? Are they saying, oh, yes, this is what we do, or this is what we cannot do, or this is just not remediable? So if we can still remedy it, We want to see what we can do. And that
Okay.
is the hope that natural health care is offering for dementia, especially Alzheimer's disease. And I went to their website, like Uchi Pines, they have what they call counseling notes. They give instances of those that they have treated and what they did and what can be done. I always like to go there. And so I'll share some of the things I found there. But before then, I would like to mention a lady that we can just put on Google or any of the AI places, Julia Rockledge. I listened to her lecture on TEDx, and it was very encouraging. She talked about how nutrition and other lifestyle factors can reverse cognitive decline or even cognitive problems generally. And she is in a research lab. It's called Mental Health and Nutrition Research Lab at the University of Canterbury in New Zealand.
Yeah.
When I listened to her TEDx, I went to her, to search for her online, and I began to read many things that she had written about the work of how they have reversed problems like autism and schizophrenia with mental with health factors and nutrition. And she mentioned what they do and so forth. So in the same way, when I went to Uchi Pines, they gave the same indication. One, they said, if a person can say correct words like lucid sentences, which means clear, easy to understand, and rational sentences, that person's Alzheimer's disease can be reversed. This is what they have, this is what they claim. Now, I will tell you what I believe it, because I've seen how God can work in different instances. So with that, they look at diet. A total vegetarian diet free from fats and refined sugars is to be avoided. All irritating spices, vinegar, caffeinated beverages, they remove all of these ones from the diet of such persons. Then they give supplements like B3, nicotinamide. I have helped autistic, not autistic, hyperactive ADDH children, one or two primarily that I remember very well in my mind, with the B3 therapy and the diet, going on to more vegetables, more fresh fruits, and leaving all of the excess fats that need not be taken, animal fats especially. And then they do this. And I've seen children come out of ADDH, and it's a mental health problem also. So maybe my own is a small thing because they are still children. But when I see what they do at these institutions like Uchi Pines and so forth, I see that there is hope. So one is the change of diet. We cannot remain on an animal diet and think that there can be changes. There must be a change of diet and supplements. And I would say if a person has this type of problems, they should seek help from a wellness center. And not just guess here and there, try this today. Oh, it's not working for 2 days. I'll try another one for 3 days. That will never work. But to actually, there are many natural lifestyle centers now that can answer questions online. You fill the forms, you put in the question, and they will give you the protocol that can be used at home. You don't even need to go there. You only need to be disciplined and determined and committed. Once that is there, you will see these problems going, because as I read what they have on this, their website, how they have treated Alzheimer's disease, one was reported that she was at home, just her brother that she was living with, because they were all getting aged. Usually families will pull together and brothers and sisters will live under the same roof. And she, with her, the brother said that, once they are putting food on the table, she will start clearing them off. They are setting the table to, she'll be clearing the table. And she does not understand what she's doing. And so that became a big thing for them, apart from other problems that she was showing. So the sister-in-law then took her to her place. For 8 months, you see, these things will take some time. And this is what we today, in the age of fast, fast, go, go, now, now, we don't have the time. We think 2 weeks. I mean, I'm helping somebody with a health issue and I'm giving the person the protocol to do this. And in 2 weeks, they said, so when am I going to get well? I'm like, you didn't get sick in 2 weeks. It took a long time before you got to where you are. It will take some time also for the body to repair itself. So in this case, 8 months she was with her sister-in-law. Of course, they changed the diet. Then they brought her outside, though she could not do a lot of the gardening work, but she stayed outside with those who are doing the gardening work, and she began to improve. Of course, like I said, they add supplement like folic acid, like the B3 and other supplements, which we cannot go through on a radio broadcast. But whoever needs such help, we can give the person direction as to where they can go and get this help.
Right.
So green leafy vegetables like spinach, like broccoli, asparagus, then beans, potatoes, good vegan diet.
Yeah.
Not worrying about, where is my protein? You know what? We take too much protein into
Yeah.
this world. And this is the Lewy dementia is said to be caused by excess protein that deposits in the brain after all is said and done. So when we are able to get such a help, I tell you there is hope. This can be reversed very well till the elderly person is communicating, can even help to stay home with the grandchildren, can take care of home to the best of the strength ability at the person's age. But it's not good to just give up. Now, there are drugs that can be used, and several of them, especially two types that can be used for such problems, if that is the choice that a person wants to make, so that at least the person does not deteriorate just entirely and then just become a real problem in the home. But if we have some patience, as patients should be, then we can adopt the lifestyle program that will take quite some time, but then you'll be seeing improvement as you are going on. And that improvement will be a lot of encouragement to the person, because this Tom Warrens on the YouTube website says the same program that will heal arthritis, allergy, and in fact, the factor of allergy is also a big one in this dementia issue. That some it is from allergy that the problem arises, and when the allergy is not taken care of, the problems continue to deteriorate. And some have even says that this dementia is a type of autoimmune response, like schizophrenia.
Oh my goodness.
Schizophrenia, yes, they said it's an
Oh my
autoimmune
goodness.
response. So we know our food has really been affected a lot by this present day of now, fast, and so forth. Crops that will grow to maturity. This is just something saying like, well, maybe 4 months. Now we shorten it to 2 months. Chicken that lay eggs and that's supposed to lay eggs certain number of months, we shorten it by giving them hormones and so forth. And all of these come back to the human body and they affect us. So this is one thing that one must keep in mind. Of course, they also do cognitive therapies, structured activities designed to help improve and maintain cognitive function, lifestyle changes, regular physical activity, for instance, supportive care. It's better for that person not to be living alone, but living with family members will be far better, even with children. Children would drag grandma and grandpa's hand here and there, and he would be woken up to attend to them or to play with them. And all of this, they add to the health of the brain to help such individuals to really wake up. It will reduce confusion, because when grandchildren ask you some question, I tell you, you think. Because they have a way of just looking at one and two and ask you that, well, they don't match. What's going on, grandma? And then you have to think of, okay, how do I answer this young man? And so we can stop the progression. If that's all we can do, we can reverse it if we are a lot patient, or we can choose to go the fast way and just go for the medications, which in the long run, it's not going to cure, but it will at least help the symptoms That's the number one thing that drugs do. They help the symptoms. So when we do see the symptoms again, when we are not embarrassed as before, at least we have done something. But I will go for the natural care, although it takes time, but then it's better than all of these other ones. Because I remember when the director of UChi Pines was going, he had a skin cancer, which he didn't notice for quite a long time until the thing had really festered and so forth. And he was admitted to the hospital. He wouldn't take the drugs that would destroy his mental capacity. He said then that he wants to die with his mind because he doesn't want to sin. He knows he's going to die. So why will I now sin at the entrance of the heavenly kingdom when we've been walking with the Lord so far? And then the Lord decided it's time to rest, because that's how I see it also, when a person is aged and it's time to rest. And some would make the choice that they would rather not take drugs that would destroy their minds because they want their a clear mind. And so we can help dementia, people with dementia to have a clear mind by using the natural lifestyle method rather than drugs that will just remove symptoms but will not be able to give a clear mind. In the long run, there is one thing I always keep in mind. Salvation is the key thing. I can remove symptoms, but what about the salvation? And that is the key thing. In medical missionary work, in which I was trained, you pay a lot of emphasis on the salvation of the person. Even if the person is dying and there's nothing that can be done, can you help that person forsake sin and confess all sins and forgive those that could have hurt the person in one way or the other? Help the person know the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, though this body may be laid down, but then it will be called back up when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes. And sometimes I wonder, those who have dementia or any type of it, what state is their mind before it got kind of cranked off into this problem? And so I will rather work to bring their mind back to where they can be clear minded enough to be able to inspect their life. I use that word so that it's not the neurological problems that will just destroy their mind entirely like that, but give them the chance to be able to have some clear minds that can help them reconnect very well with the Lord Jesus Christ, so that even if they die in the long run, which all of us will die, they at least they are reconciled with God. So this will be my own thoughts on this that I believe may be of blessing to those who are listening to us.
Lovely. Dr. Atolabe, I must thank you so much for your time and coming through and talking to us about dementia. It's quite sad, man. I think it's a very sad thing to behold. But hey, I think that you are saying that it can be assisted, it can be helped. And of course, we've taken advice, and I do hope that the listeners are also taking that much, much needed advice. Thank you so much, and happy Sabbath ahead.
Well, yeah, welcome, Zama. Happy Sabbath to you too.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.